I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 18th. Two developers are proposing three large projects along the west side of Hancock Street in Quincy Center. Sam Slater and Joey Arcari introduced plans for two 14 or 15-story residential buildings, a 7-story residential building, two new restaurants, new retail space, and a performing arts center. Two of the new buildings would replace the vacant Adams Arcade building and a discount furniture store. The city would create a park in between the buildings. The art center would be at the Messina parking lot location. Work could begin in about a year. The Quincy Farmers Market opens for the season today. The market will now be located at the new Kilroy Square, across from the Fours Restaurants and the new parking garage, across from the Quincy District Courthouse. The market will be open Fridays from noon to 5 through October. Today, Manic Community Health Center will also be offering a pop-up COVID-19 vaccination clinic at the farmers market. Some Quincy City Councilors say they are opposed to plans by the city to build a footbridge to Pine Island in Black's Creek. Councilors Anthony Andronico, Brian Palmucci, Chuck Phelan, William Harris, Ann Mahoney, and Noel DeBona will introduce a resolution asking their colleagues to oppose the proposed boardwalk, citing concerns about a negative impact on the environment. A bone marrow registry drive will be held Saturday to try and find a match for 18-year-old Quincy High School senior Priscilla Bonica. The student athlete has a rare autoimmune disorder that causes inflammation throughout her body and needs a bone marrow transplant. The drive to try and find a match will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 in the parking lot on Russell Park behind Quincy High School. It involves a cheek swab and some paperwork. Senior proms are being held for both high schools in Quincy at Marymount Park. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the proms will be held under a tent in Upper Marymount Park at the Fountain. Quincy High School prom is today, North Quincy High School tomorrow. Mulvey says officials wanted to make sure the seniors had some type of prom celebration to mark the end of their high school career. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead will be open on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for outdoor tours, and local artists from the Quincy Art Association will be also doing a plein air demonstration during the hours. The tours are free, however, a donation is suggested. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Friday, June 18th.